Welcome back to the deep dive. You've given us the source material, and well, our job is to pull out the key stuff, the things you really need to know right now without wading through all the jargon. So today we're digging into excerpts from Technology's Future for Homeowners. You, the learner, you're looking for that shortcut, right? To understand the potential payoff if you invest in smart home tech. Our mission isn't just skimming the surface, it's really about extracting the core insights, specifically around these documented prospects for future homeowner.
Exactly. And while the title seems straightforward, the implications of these documented predictions, or forecasts, as the source actually calls them, they're pretty significant for anyone making big decisions about their home right now, capital decisions. We need to get beyond just definitions, I think. We need to understand the specific benefits the authors see coming for, well, for their target audience.
Yeah, I think that's crucial. This isn't just like vague optimism we're talking about. We're looking at formally noted analyses, right? So, okay, let's unpack this. Starting with the structure. The source uses this specific word, forecasts, not just an outlook or a report. Forecasts.
Right. And what's interesting there is the sort of the weight that term carries. In this context, technology investment. A forecast suggests something pretty detailed, maybe data-driven. It kind of implies models looking at adoption rates, cost curves, how tech gets integrated over time. This isn't just pie-in-the-sky stuff. It feels like an attempt to be rigorous about predicting the future of home tech, maybe 5, 10, even 20 years out.
Okay, but hang on. Aren't all predictions about the future a bit uncertain? I mean,
Right.
what makes these specific forecasts any different from, say, some optimistic ad copy from a smart thermostat company?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The difference, I think, lies in this commitment to documentation, to systemic analysis. A marketing piece, it pushes one product, one feature, maybe. These forecasts, judging from the source description, they seem to look at systems, how things interact, distributed energy with the grid, AI predicting maintenance needs, changing costs, and crucially, how all that integration affects a home's value, its resilience, long term. So it's not just predicting one new gadget. It sounds like it's predicting a whole new ecosystem for how a home functions.
Okay, that definitely changes the scope significantly. It tells us we should be thinking about like network effects, not just standalone devices. And if the source is taking that long-term systemic view, then the audience must be pretty specific too, which it is. It says the forecasts are aimed squarely at technology-oriented homeowners.
Exactly. And that segmentation is vital. It's really key. This analysis probably isn't for the homeowner who, just bought a smart doorbell and thinks, okay, my home's smart now. This group, the technology-oriented homeowners, they're kind of implicitly defined by already being proactive, right?
Yep.
Investing in integration. They're likely the early adopters, people who've maybe put in smart electrical panels or integrated solar and battery storage, or maybe they're using advanced home automation to really optimize energy security, that kind of thing.
Okay, so they're using tech not just for convenience, but more as a tool,
Yeah.
like for managing finances and operations for the home, viewing their home less as just, piece and mortar and more like a dynamic platform.
I think that's a good way to put it, yeah. And the forecasts are likely zeroing in on specific behaviors, like their tendency to use data to optimize things. That seems paramount. Think about insurance, for example. A homeowner like this with a really optimized, secure, digitally monitored home. Maybe they could qualify for totally new insurance models, dynamic ones based on real-time risk reduction instead of just, static neighborhood averages. The forecasts probably target those kinds of systemic rewards you get from being an early deep adopter.
Right. So it basically confirms that their initial risk, being first to adopt potentially expensive, complex systems, that risk is projected to pay off through future market changes and these systemic benefits.
Precisely. Yeah. They are the slice of the market whose current actions kind of align with where the technology seems to be heading anyway.
Yeah.
And, well, this brings us to the real core of it, doesn't it? The substance. The forecasts, noted prospects. This phrase, this is where it gets really interesting. What do we actually know about these anticipated benefits? What are these prospects?
Yeah, when I hear prospects, I immediately think opportunity, positive outcomes,
Right.
right? The source is definitely signaling good things ahead for these specific homeowners. But we need to get, beyond just the dictionary definition. What kinds of advantages are most likely documented here? What are these prospects in practice?
Okay, yeah. Given the focus on tech integration, it seems the prospects likely fall into maybe three main practical buckets, things a learner could connect to their own financial planning. First category, probably reduced operational expenditure, OPEX. So we're talking about AI systems maybe monitoring energy use patterns, doing predictive maintenance on HVAC, plumbing, perhaps even dynamically trade and stored energy back to the grid when prices are high. This points towards, significant long-term cost savings, way beyond just trimming the current utility bill.
Okay, that's tangible. Very practical, wallet-focused benefit. And that maintenance example is pretty powerful too. Imagine your house warning you before a pipe bursts or the AC dies in summer. All right, what's the second category?
The second one seems to be enhanced resilience and independence. This prospect really speaks to the growing concerns about, grid reliability, extreme weather events, climate impacts. Those technology-oriented homeowners, the ones with integrated systems, solar, batteries, smart panels, they're projected to get a real measurable level of energy independence. So the prospect of a multi-day power outage might shift from being a crisis to, almost a non-event for them. And that resilience itself has real value. Measurable value.
Right, maximizing security, comfort. That's hugely relevant today, absolutely.
Okay.
And the final one.
Perhaps the most impactful. I think the third category would be tangible property valuation increase. While today maybe some smart home features are seen as niche or just a preference, these forecasts seem to suggest that truly integrated, resilient, highly efficient homes, they'll actually command a premium in the future real estate market over standard properties. And this isn't just about fancy features. It's about verified lower running costs, superior infrastructure, things future buyers will really value. So the prospect here is basically a high return on technological investment, ROTI, you could call it.
Wow, okay. That is the ultimate payoff, isn't it? Knowing that these three types of prospects, the OpEx reduction, the resilience, and the valuation boost, are formally noted in these forecasts, it kind of changes how you might think about investing in your home, right? Instead of just, say, putting on a new roof, maybe you prioritize a high-efficiency geothermal system linked to an automated hub because you know that specific path has these documented future benefits attached to it.
That really is the essence of this deep dive, I think. The fact that the source uses the phrase noted prospects. It suggests these benefits weren't just sort of vaguely hoped for. They were likely analyzed, maybe even quantified. We could be talking about analysts projecting specific percentage savings or valuation increases tied directly to hitting certain technology adoption milestones. And that really transforms spending on home tech from just, discretionary spending into actual capital improvement planning. Strategic planning.
So this analysis, it's really about giving confidence, isn't it? Confidence in a path forward. The existence of this documentation is almost an endorsement in itself. The forecasts sound detailed, the target audience is clear, and the prospects, the actual benefits, they're documented and categorized, even if we don't have the exact numbers in front of us right now.
Yeah, we've basically established that the authors of Technology's Future for Homeowners, they seem to have put significant effort into reassuring these tech-savvy homeowners. Telling them that their investment trajectory looks sound. It's like an affirmation, saying that this system's approach treating the home as this unified, optimized thing that is the future path, the one leading to maximum benefit.
Okay. So if you, the learner, are thinking about going further into, say, automated energy management or those high-efficiency appliances or integrated maintenance systems, this source material seems to confirm that the analytical community sees real, measurable, documented advantages waiting for you down the line.
Right. And maybe here's a final provocative thought to leave you with. If these analysts really went to the presumably considerable trouble of compiling formal, data-driven forecasts, forecasts that specifically noted tangible prospects across operating costs, resilience, and property value increases for these technology-oriented homeowners, well, doesn't that strongly imply that the scale of those future benefits must be pretty substantial? Substantial enough, perhaps, to warrant maybe even accelerating your technology investment today. The very existence of this kind of detailed analysis sort of urges you to dig deeper and find out exactly how much those prospects might be worth.